This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with Speakeasy Marketing and Jacobson Whitehall. Today is step two of the authority snowball. We talked about step one, which is yesterday. That was declaring your authority, figuring out your ideal client avatar, the ones that not only you like best, but the ones that listen to you, the ones that willingly pay you and don't fight you for fees, the ones that don't try to be a backseat driver when it comes to you representing them, the ones that write you good reviews, the ones that make your practice and your lifestyle as an attorney a happy one and a fulfilling one. Those are the clients you want. They're found by looking through your past clients and seeing what you've been attracting so far. They're found by thinking about the skews in your client list. Again, more men than women, more old than young. Are they self-employed, etc.? We went through that in step one. Step two now is once you've declared your authority, once you've figured out your avatar client, once you've done all this, now you want to author a book. You want to take that declaration of authority and write a book on it. The book is what makes the declaration of authority real. It's super powerful. I can tell you from my own personal experience, I've done several books. My first real flagship one was Secrets of Attorney Marketing, Law School Dares Not Teach. It's in its third edition. Next year is going to be fourth edition. This one book represents, I would say, 70 or 80% of all of Speakeasy Marketing's business for the past 11 years. It's the number one thing I've ever done. It's helped grow the business tremendously. And during these past 11 years, we've worked with nearly 300 attorney authors in every practice area you could think of. We've helped them author a book, and many of the ones that did use it with potential clients, and it helps them attract better clients. It helps really set them apart, because as you probably know, who are your competitors? They're other attorneys. They pass the bar just like you. Same practice area, same metro. They could be a few blocks away or a mile away or right down the street or same office building. A lot of them have 10, 15, 20 years of experience, maybe just like you. Some are board certified. A lot of them are credentialed to the hilt. So it's very difficult for potential clients to look and in 10 seconds on an ad on Google or wherever it is to determine who's better. You know, if they look on Avvo and they look at you versus everyone else, they're not going to know without looking deep. And a lot of them are not going to look deep. So a book is really throwing down the gauntlet. It really sets you apart from your competitors. Very few attorneys, even though we've worked with just about 300. I mean, there's in the U.S., there's about a million attorneys total, literally. If you just look at the smaller firms, you know, solos, 2, 3, 4, 5 attorneys, there's still about 400,000 or 500,000 at least. Out of those people, we've worked with 300, which is nothing. Most attorneys think they have no time. They think it's too hard. They think it's not going to help them. They think all these misconceptions. But I'm telling you, and the hundreds of authors we have could tell you if you wanted to speak to them, that a book made a huge difference in their practice. One fellow, David Katz, Katz and Phillips, they have a big firm in Orlando, Florida, and a bunch of other locations. They did 5 books with us, criminal defense, family law, etc. They told me really early on, about 6 months after doing it, they made 10 times their money back. And that was just after 6 months. It's been years now for some of their books, and they've probably made maybe even 100 times what they paid for it. So it served them really well. They would give the book out to, you know, all kinds of various people. I've had some attorney authors that would give it to bail bondsmen. And, you know, bail bondsmen aren't allowed to recommend you, but they're allowed to have your books on the table when someone's coming in for a bail bond, for instance. People give it to auto shops. They give them to pain doctors if they do personal injury. They give them to CPAs if they do estate planning. They give them to potential clients. They hand it to them when they come in the office. Some of them, the real smart ones, they'll mail them, the potential client, a copy of their book. They'll also give them an electronic copy. They'll send individual chapters by email. The real good ones have promoted their book like crazy to get news interviews, to get featured on blogs, to get speaking engagements. Some real smart ones, again, have done the audiobook version. I mean, the attorneys that do well with this stuff, like dimensionalize it to the hilt and get it to every potential client, whether they look like a good prospect or not. And this really helps win clients over. I have direct quotes from attorneys that tell me, someone said, "Hey, I thumbed through your book. I was really impressed. I haven't read it, but I thumbed through it. I want to talk to you. I think you could help me with my case." Or other people would say, hey, I read your book cover to cover. Thank you. It answered a lot of the questions I had. Can you help me? These are literally direct quotes I've gotten from the attorneys we work with. And if you author a book, we've made it so that it doesn't take a lot of your time. In total, about 3 hours. So the first 90 minutes is a phone interview that Tracy Murda, you know, the head of Jacobs & Whitehall, conducts with you. She figures out, again, your ideal avatar client. You figure out the topic of your book, and she comes up with questions. We have banks and banks and libraries of like thousands of questions for each practice area and metro. So she'll ask you these questions about what you do, and we take that interview. We have it transcribed and edited and put into book format. So the wonderful thing is that in 90 minutes, just by talking and recording, you get all that content out of you. And then we, at Jacobs & Whitehall, we do the covers, we do the inserts, we lay out the book, we get it ready for Amazon and Kindle. We do everything. We put the relevant pictures in, chapters, all that stuff. We then send you the final draft. And what you need to do then is you look through it. That takes probably about an hour, maybe a little bit more, but 1 hour. Go through it, make sure there's nothing in there you don't like. It flows as you want. You give us the blessing or you tell us what's left to fix on it. We fix it and we get that thing going. We get it on Amazon. We get it on Kindle. If there's an upgrade, if you want to do it on Audible, you know, for an audiobook, which works really well too, we get you an e-cover that you can put on your website and you can have it available for download for free. If someone puts in their name, email, and phone number, they're a lead if they do so, by the way. We give you a PDF version you can email to clients. We break it up into chapters. You can email individual chapters to clients. We also have a way for you to get 100 copies printed, shipped to you for, I believe it's about $5 a book with shipping, which is an incredible price. At your door, you've got all these things to hand out. You can take photos of yourself holding the book with a pile of books near you. It demonstrates your authority. You can use it again on your website, in all your communications, just everywhere. You can have your admins, your secretaries, when they talk to potential clients on the phone, say, hey, so-and-so attorney just wrote this book. It's easy to read. It's like 65 pages. It's not long. You can read it probably in an hour, hour and 15 minutes. It's going to tell you a lot of what you want to know about your current situation. So attorney so-and-so wants me to send it to you for free. What's your address? I'll get it to the mail in the mail to you today. Or what's your email? I'll get it emailed to you. So a book, I just can't tell you how powerful it is. And it just doesn't take a lot of time. It doesn't take months. It doesn't take years. You don't need Random House or Bantam Books to publish it. It's self-published through Speakeasy Publishing online in Jacobson Whitehall. Again, it's available on Amazon. It's available on Kindle. You can get it on Audible. You can choose to send it to clients from Amazon. And everyone loves to get Amazon packages and they'll open it. So it's pretty much guaranteed that you send it to a potential, let's say through Amazon or through UPS Ground or FedEx 3-Day, they're going to open that thing and they're going to be impressed. And the goal here, again, is to get you many times the amount of the investment to do it. It's not expensive. You'll be amazed. And again, within the first year, if you're not getting 3 to 10 times your money back and you've earnestly tried to use that book and get it out there, something's terribly wrong. Most of the attorneys that we deal with, like I said, that take action, they get this book out there, they're earning a great return on it, and they're like super happy, and they come back for a second book, and a third, and a fourth, etc. So I highly encourage you to take a look and to decide. You can email us back and say, yes, I'm interested in doing a strategy session to talk about authoring a book. You can visit jacobsonwhitehall.com and learn more, but you can give us a call at 888-225-8594. But this is like the critical step in the 7 steps of the authority snowball, authoring a book. You'll be pleased that you did. I'm telling you. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.